We hope that you have enjoyed learning different party dances through Betty White's exciting method. Just remember, a good all-around dancer is always popular and sought after. And last but not least, dancing is fun.
88.5 KPLU.
Drummer Shelly Mann and friends with I Could Have Danced All Night on 88.5 KPLU, streaming online at kplu.org. My name's Abe Beeson. I'm your regular host for Evening Jazz, but we've got a special guest DJ tonight, Luke Davis, a junior at Black Hills High School in Tumwater. He plays piano and guitar and bass, and he's picked out a ton of great jazz for us tonight. Later on, we're going to hear from Sonny Rollins and Tom Waits and the Count Basie Orchestra, and even Cole Porter is going to be heard singing in this hour, so stick around. Luke, great to have you with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Shelly Mann and friends doing I Could Have Danced All Night. That was sweet.
Yeah, it's a great arrangement. My Fair Lady is my favorite musical of all time, and I came across that record at a yard sale one time and found that was my favorite track off of it, just because the differing styles with the swing to the kind of Latin feel is just spectacular.
Peggy Lee split that set with I'm Confessin', and Duke Ellington's orchestra led off with Jeep's Blues, that incredible live performance. And Luke, we were talking before we went on the air that I think we both got reacquainted with that song in a recent film soundtrack.
Yeah, American Hustle with Christian Bale and Amy Adams, you know, started out with Jeep's Blues, and I'd never heard the song before, and it's just spectacular. I loved it from the moment I heard it.
Right. As Christian Bale's character says in the movie, how auspicious to start a song like that. Well, that's how we started Luke Davis's School of Jazz Guest DJ Hour. I wanted to ask you about how you got into music.
Yeah, it was either my 8th or 9th birthday. I can't remember now, but my parents offered to give me piano lessons, set me up for piano lessons, and I'd never really thought of myself as being really that much into music, but, you know, I decided, I'll take a piano lesson, and from the moment I sat down at the piano, I just knew that it felt right, and now, you know, music is my life. Like you said, I play guitar and bass along with piano, so I'm glad it happened.
Luke Davis, we're going to talk to him more about his own band and his own playing and experience with jazz, but I want to get back into the music right now from Tony Bennett's great Duets 2 record. He's teaming up with Michael Bublé here.
Yes, this is a tune called Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Missed the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
I thought I'd visit the club,
yeah, Michael.
Got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore.
Darling, I guess that my mind's more at ease.
Oh, nevertheless, why stir up memories?
I've been invited on dates.
Might have gone, but what for?
It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Thank you. Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
from West Side Story. Dave Brubeck's quartet digging into Maria on 88.5 KPLU's Evening Jazz, streaming online at kplu.org. We got Sonny Rollins' quartet with St. Thomas, and we started with Tony Bennett and Michael Bublé, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. I'm Abe, and our special School of Jazz guest DJ tonight is Luke Davis, a junior at Black Hills High School in Tumwater, plays piano as well as guitar and bass. Luke, it's a wonderful collection of music you've brought for us today. Dave Brubeck digging into West Side Story. Why did you pick that one from Dave Brubeck's quartet? I think everybody might expect Time Out or something.
Dave Brubeck's one of my favorite jazz musicians, and so I definitely wanted to put him on the list. And, you know, I thought, obviously, there's Take Five, Blue Rondo, All the Turk, you know, the classics. And, I mean, Maria is also fairly well-known, but I figured it was just not quite as well-known. So I wanted to pick that one. And, you know, with the weird piano rhythm with the saxophone melody, I really dig it.
How did you get to jazz? Was it just a school thing? That's what the school had to offer?
Yeah, it was basically that, because I learned piano and then I started guitar and then I decided I wanted to quit band because at the time I was actually playing saxophone, but I wasn't quite having a good time with it. And my band teacher was like, no, you're not quitting. You know, what do you want to play? And so that's when I started bass, and that was in sixth grade. And then in seventh grade, they offered a jazz band. And so I was like, oh, I'll try that. And that's when I really started getting into jazz and, you know, just loving the genre. So,
and you've also got a new project you're working on called Groovy Voodoo. What kind of band are you playing outside of school?
Yeah, with Groovy Voodoo, I'm also the guitarist and the vocalist. And, you know, we play kind of like a blues rock and really open up the songs for solos and jam and just have a really good time.
Solo, so you do get a little jazz influence in your music.
Absolutely.
What do you think it is about jazz that young people need to know about?
I think you can take this from a historical standpoint as well. It's like you really got to know the past, and then, you know, it really helps you move forward. So, I mean, you know, when I'm sitting down and writing music, you know, I've listened to stuff from the 30s and 40s, and I take that into consideration into what I'm writing and take influences from that, and also take influences from artists from like the 70s and 80s, like Tom Petty or whatever. So,
speaking of the 70s, we're going to get into one of the early records from Tom Waits, who is, I think, one of the top musicians this country has ever produced, but he doesn't exactly appeal to everyone. What do you like about Tom?
Well, yeah, not many people like his voice, and this is before his voice got really gravelly, but I actually really like his gravelly voice. It's really unique and soulful. Tom Waits is a really good songwriter. I find him, you know, on par with Bob Dylan as one of the top songwriters of all time. And this is one of my favorite older tunes by him, Drunk on the Moon.
Tom Waits on KPLU.
With that undulated beat, as some Bonneville is screaming this way wildly down the street. And I'm blinded by the neon. Don't try and change my tune. I thought I heard a saxophone. I'm drunk on the moon.
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
88.5 KPLU.
We'll be right back.
place to go on a winter night, it's Cantaloupe Island with Herbie Hancock's band, Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet there on 88.5 KPLU, streaming online at kplu.org. Count Basie Orchestra with their wonderful recording of the Neil Hefti classic Little Darlin', and we started Drunk on the Moon with Tom Waits, which is not an issue for our special School of Jazz guest DJ Luke Davis. He's never been drunk on the moon or anywhere else. He's a good boy. Thank you so much for being here, Luke.
Thanks for having me, Abe.
Great set with Herbie Hancock and Count Basie. And we were talking about the Count Basie band version of Little Darlin'. You've played that one before in high school.
I have, yeah. Freshman year, my band teacher brought it out. And, you know, we kind of started working on it. But it seemed that the entire band didn't really like it because of how slow it was. And we never really got around to performing it. But I personally love the song, so.
Fantastic. Talk a little bit about playing in a band with other people and how important that is to improve as a musician, to be able to play with others.
With the communication, you know, your writing skills get better, your playing skills get better, your improvising skills get better. And, you know, while you're playing, you're communicating with each other. You know, you're not talking, but, you know, you're communicating through playing the music and you're smiling. You're just having an all-around good time.
Also, going out to see other live bands can be helpful, too.
Yeah, absolutely. In Olympia, we have a jazz band that goes around called the Olympia Jazz Senators. And, you know, they usually play 21 and above shows, but sometimes they play at some all ages venues. And I try to catch them when I can. And, you know, they play everything from the classics to some Gordon Goodwin arrangements. And, you know, they're really fun to listen to.
You've got a real interesting tune for us next. Cole Porter, the fantastic songwriter, also did some singing here and there. And tell us about how you discovered this next song.
Well, you know, a while ago, a video game called Fallout 3 came out and has a spectacular soundtrack with, you know, Billie Holiday on it. And this song was on it, Cole Porter singing Anything Goes on 88.5 KPLU.
Rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red siesta, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Stan in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that lady mental standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got in any brain you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trim Simmons can broadcast the bed from Simmons, cause Frank will know anything goes. We'll be right back.
Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band on 88.5 KPLU, Count Bubba. Cole Porter ahead of that singing his hit tune, Anything Goes. Luke Davis from Black Hills High School in Tumwater, a great pianist as well as bass player and sometimes guitarist, and play a little sax if he has to. He's here as our special guest DJ. You guys in the band have tried Count Bubba, haven't you?
Took a long time to work up the sectionals where only the saxes were playing and only the trombones were playing and rhythm section drops out. It was a lot of time in rehearsal, but it was my favorite song to play. It was a lot of people's favorite song to play. It was just really fun.
And Luke Davis, who should get the credit for your continued education in jazz?
I guess my middle school jazz band director, Mr. Harper, and my high school jazz band director, Mr. Landowski, who recommended me for this. They were mm-hmm. the two who really, you know, push the jazz.
And you also have a private teacher you wanted to mention?
Yes. Brad Schrant is the kind of coach for the band that I'm in, Groovy Voodoo.
So Luke Davis, you can find him playing around the Tumwater Olympia area soon with his brand new project, Groovy Voodoo. But we've got time for one more song, and you've got a specialty for us tonight.
Oh, yeah. This is a Seth MacFarlane tune, and I, like a lot of other people, you know, watch Family Guy. And when I saw that he put out a jazz record, I was kind of surprised and listened to it. And the arrangements are spectacular. This is Love Won't Let You Get Away.
Seth MacFarlane with Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
On 88.5 KPLU. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thank you.
We quarreled and we spat it from morning until night. We used to think it funny, but now it isn't quite the laughs it was before. So if you'll open the door, I'll bother you no more.
My little chickadee, you may say that you're through with me. You'll have no more to do with me. You're all through with me and good day. But you'll find that love won't let you get away.
I'll find an area more remote than Bavaria.
I'll still get in the Harrier in Bavaria or Bombay. And you'll find that love won't let you get away.
It's Finny and done
Who
with.
Who will you have fun with?
You're no laughs to be
Who'll
with.
Who'll you watch TV with?
You're no one to pine
Who'll
for.
Who'll you chill the wine for?
This is Toodaloo, we're through.
Just leave no trace at all. Hide your heart any place at all.
I won't miss your embrace at all, or that face at all, come what may.
Darling girl, I hope this won't upset ya, but I'd like to bet ya love won't let ya get away. Put your arms around
but
me.
But we're through completely.
But you kiss so sweetly.
Must you always flatter?
Must you always chatter at times like this? Let's kiss. Well, here we go again. Carving love's undertow again. Latching on to that glow again. Here we go again. Hip hooray. Let the cynics laugh and try to bet us
their doubts
won't upset us.
Lord, won't let us get away. Love won't let us get away.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, streaming at KPLU.org, the community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.